Hello and welcome to Fresh Dialogues. I'm Alison Van Diggelen. Why is the White House accusing China of hacking biotech firms? And why is Trump threatening to ban TikTok? Is it sound policy or red scare tactics intended to distract us from Trump's disastrously fatal response to the pandemic? I was recently invited to join the BBC World Service programme Business Matters to discuss the latest drama from the White House, as well as breaking business news and analysis. Donald Trump finally started wearing a mask and saying and doing the right thing on COVID. Will it last, and is it too little, too late? Here are highlights of my conversation with the BBC's effervescent Rahul Tandon in London and the outspoken business advisor Simon Littlewood in Singapore.
Alison, where you are in Silicon Valley, this rising tension between China and the US, and it's been there for a long period of time, what do people make of it? Is there a lot of support for the president and Mike Pompeo's very strong stance at the moment?
A lot of people would probably agree with Simon, to be honest, that this is a political move. This is distracting action from our president's mess up of the response to the COVID virus. I applaud their calls to let's come together to fight a common enemy, but they're forgetting the common enemy is the biggest threat that humanity faces is COVID-19 right now. And of course, there is a race going on. I mean, it's almost like a new space race to find this reliable vaccine. And it's more intense than the space race, you could say. There's the humanitarian reward of saving lives and the economic reward. You know, there'll be a massive one for the country that gets a reliable vaccine first. There'll be a swift return to business as usual, huge boost in consumer confidence. But I think this action today is part of a political move. And it feels a bit like Red Scare of the Cold War era, to be honest.
Simon, carry on.
No, I was just agreeing. That's exactly what it is. And I think I would also echo Alice's comments. You know, there clearly are serious domestic issues in the US, and I think that the president would do well to focus on them.
I want to come back to Alison on one point here. You know, we're talking about China trying to hack information when it comes to coronavirus vaccines and treatments. That's just like the old world of espionage, though, isn't it? It's something that's always gone on. It's just now we're looking at the stakes in a new tech world.
That's right. I mean, last week's Twitter hack showed that even tech companies, you know, in the heart of Silicon Valley, with some of the smartest minds in the world and savvy programmers, they're not immune to cyber criminals. And I think it's very likely that Americans are doing the same in China. And, you know, every major superpower is trying to hack in and see what the other countries are doing. You know, it's just like the space race.
There we go. Well, we have two of the finest minds in the world with us here on Business Matters today. Well,
hopefully unhacked. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Simon, who's
are
been
sure
hacked?
It's me. Well, are you sure it's me, Ralph?
I wasn't quite sure there. I was very certain about Alison, Simon, but I have to say, we'll have to give you another 40 minutes to see how you perform during the rest of the program. We mentioned Donald Trump, and he did have his first coronavirus briefing for weeks. In it, he said the outbreak is likely to get worse before it gets better. He also said Americans need to be smart, and that meant wearing a mask and avoiding crowded bars.
We're instead asking Americans to use masks, socially distance, and employ vigorous hygiene. Wash your hands every chance you get while sheltering high-risk populations. We are imploring young Americans to avoid packed bars and other crowded indoor gatherings. Be safe and be smart.
Are Americans being safe and smart, Alison? Are you seeing people wearing masks?
Oh, my goodness. I'm holding my breath there hearing the president, because he only started wearing a mask last week, which is unconscionable. And he's been spreading misinformation on the number of cases and cures. I'm glad to hear that he's finally, you know, someone's got the message to him, and congratulations to whoever that was. And that he is pushing the right message. But his White House has been undermining the clear scientific evidence from Anthony Fauci, who's the person probably best qualified to educate the world on what needs to be done. So it's a little late, but I'm glad he's doing the right thing finally. And I hope he uses his Twitter account to spread the right message and undermine these people who are saying, you know, don't wear a mask and it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's the one thing is the most effective thing that people can do, as well as just sheltering at home and minimizing their exposure to others.
Thank you for joining us on Fresh Dialogues. Find out more at freshdialogues.com.